Man, we gonna have to bust this bitch up first.
Bust that bitch down.
Bust down, shawty.
Bust down.
All no we buy is bust downs out here, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Not me. Niggas, they know it. I've been selling the pack to eat. Give me that money and give me the bag. These niggas, they know that I'm turning up. Fuck around, yeah, I'm hot, I'm mad. These niggas, they know that I'm burning up. But niggas don't give a fuck. I can hop on the back and get it tough. Fuck around, these niggas, they get it up. Fuck around, come around, fuck around, get it up. Niggas, they talk about me when they bitches. All these niggas, they get it. I fuck around, niggas, they water. These niggas, they hop on the team. Tripping these niggas in the water. I fuck around, niggas, they get it. Chinese, they throw it, they know on my order. I fuck around, bitch, got a quarter.
From the P to the A. You know what I'm saying?
All right, what it do, it's your girl Raya X with the Raya X Show, baby. And today I have Ryan. What's good, my nigga?
You already know, chilling. This is coming from the P Town, Philadelphia. You already know. It's getting crazy out there. So you're down here. It's real. In the A, you know what I'm saying? This is where we at. So we finna get it popping.
Yes, sir. So tell me, what was it like out in Philly?
Man.
You grew up in Philly, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Philly mostly on the brink of getting older and grown.
Right.
And as a little kid, so I seen both from both sides and all perspectives of what it's like up there as a kid, you know what I'm saying? If your parents ain't doing right and shit, if you ain't straight, and if your moms ain't going through a whole bunch of shit, you're gonna be alright. But you're going through some shit, you're gonna go through shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be like peaches and cream. All that just because you from the inner city, you know what I'm saying? You got your struggles, you got your poverty, all that shit you go through. So it's real up there.
Damn, bro. Like, so you've been in Philly all your life?
Not all my life.
But like,
I've been throughout Jersey, like in the Trenton area. It was a good place to grow up at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At the time, shit was popping and everybody doing their thing, and wasn't nobody going crazy like that. Nowadays, everybody go crazy. She just shot for no reason. Niggas get shot out here, so you already know it's crazy.
So how do you feel about all the past shootings that have been going on since you're talking about that?
I mean, honestly, me for I think any nigga would have done it. Like, I've been hit before, so I know how niggas feel for I know how that shit feels. So, you speak about guns and up there and up north, you definitely gotta watch and keep your head in the swoop. That's what when we say keep your head in the swoop, that means watch your back, at all times, any time of the day, because it's broad daylight, you still can get your head bust.
So what advice do you have for young people who are living that type of lifestyle?
See, I'm going to say with the old heads be saying, stay in school, do what you got to do to make it out of there, because, it's like crabs in a bucket. If niggas is getting pulled down, everybody coming down, they'll pull you down with them. So, that shit like that, stay in school, be yourself, because niggas out here is really pretenders, they clowns, They peep on the mask and, all this makeup on their face, they're not real. And a lot of niggas big out here, so.
Wait, it's their ego.
Yeah.
The persona they put on.
Yeah, a lot of niggas got big egos, man. And that's the problem, Once they got a big ego.
You just gotta learn how to control them.
Right.
You feel me?
And then that weapon come after, so when niggas is shooting, They wanna hit anybody. They wanna make a name for themselves, so.
Right.
To me, that shit is whack. Straight up.
It is fucking whack, because there's no reason for people to be like that.
Niggas be taking niggas' lives, and you don't know a nigga could have been something.
Right. They just taking innocent lives and not realizing, bro, you don't know what this person has been through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up as a kid in Philly. I made that transition to Trenton, New Jersey when I was in about 7th grade. Up there with my cousins, chilling with my pops, my grandfather, up there, it was cool. Everything was good. I got into sports. I got into a lot of sports and all that up there, too. So
what you used to play?
I played football. I played corner. My positions, I played corner, wide receiver, running back, kick return, special teams, a lot of that. It's crazy.
Have you thought about going to the NFL?
I do. I still, you know what I mean? I still know I have that ability to make it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never give up on that dream. That's why I got to say to kids out there too, you know, don't give up on your dreams. You know what I'm saying? People out here still doing what they do as a kid, what they used to do, practicing their craft.
Right. So what advice do you have for young kids who are scared to do their craft?
I mean, young kids who scared to do their craft, all I got to tell you is, man, I was 4'11", going into high school, one of the smallest things moving. But my heart was bigger than my body. My heart was bigger than my head, you know what I'm saying? So I just went ahead and went to go prove myself that regardless what height you are, how good you is, you know what I'm saying? You can do what you need to do. Do what you got to do and make your dreams come true.
So with that being said, where would you see yourself in 5 years? Like,
5 years, I could see myself partying on a yacht with champagne, bunch of cash, partying with my dad, you know what I'm saying?
I liked it. Yeah, that's what's up. So, as far as music, where do you see yourself going with music?
As far as music, I could see myself going into the industry or either, you know, going independently, you know, just throwing hits out there, doing my thing. I could, you know, I mean, there's several things that I could do with the music now because, you know, I also dance too, so.
So how long you been dancing for?
I've been dancing since I was 6. I used to have dance competitions in the living room when I was younger. My sisters and brothers, you know, just getting it in, but it would be money on the table. So, you know, I got when I heard that, I had to snatch that up off the table. That was, you know, that was just something I was interested in.
So you had to... So you had to dance in order to get that money.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you've been dancing all over the city. What cities have you been to?
I've been to Philly. I already been in New York. I used to go up there and battle a lot. Especially in Red Hood, you know, stuff like that.
So you mostly battled in New York?
I mostly battled in New York. I battled in Philly. My very, very first battle actually getting back into dancing after making the transition from football, it was like, that battle, it was good. I went against actually one of my, you know, crew members that I'm in the crew with now, and it was randomly selected who was going to battle who. So, you know, it was like, I ain't had no fear against going against my own people. You know, that's how you get better. That's how you improve yourself.
Have you thought about becoming a dance instructor?
I have, and I could definitely teach people how to break, you know, how to move their body in the right ways without getting injured, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Okay. Is there anything else that you like to do besides dance and music?
I like to draw. Shit, art is art. Every form of talent that I have involves artistry. Or what you have about yourself.
And you grew up in an artsy type of environment.
I wouldn't say artsy, but it was more like as of creative. You know what I'm saying? Stuff, seeing creative stuff and seeing people do things. You know what I mean? Influence is a big thing when it comes to stuff like that. Because when you influence, there's a whole lot of things that come with that.
So what would you say influenced you the most?
My pops, definitely, and even though as a child, back and forth throughout my mom's and my pops, you know, being juggled between parents, still is a good thing because I always, you know, been able to see life from my pops' perspective as well as mom. You know what I'm saying? Just figuring out that me and him really is the same.
And it must feel good because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of kids who don't have their parents.
Oh yeah, having a dad is one of the best things in the world. I mean, for all those who don't have a dad, you know what I mean? I know shit's rough, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, life could be crazy, but at the same time, you could keep yourself positive in that mind state, and you know, you could always become your own man. You know what I mean? Because one day you gotta grow up and work.
Right. So, how long did it take you to realize, like, when you were transitioning from, you know, just being immature, you know, being a little kid, to now?
I see it as fun. It was fun. It was a really fun experience. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, doing kid things and, you know, doing grown things and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, you go through your ins and outs. You know, you're at the bottom of your peak sometimes, and sometimes you're at the top of your peak. You know, you get that, you get your. Your inner self, your demeanor, from a lot of things you go through.
Is there something in life that happened in the past that you wish you could change? And what would it be?
See, you get this from everybody and they say everything. Mm-hmm. Me, I wouldn't change everything because everything that I went through made me the person I am today. So, you can't take that time back. You can't take the time back at all. It ain't got no time machine unless somebody built one and really actually really proved to everybody that they can go back in time and change stuff. But in reality, we live in a universe.
Right.
Something like that people would really call the multiverse. But a lot of people say we live in multiverses too.
It's like there's multiple galaxies. There's nebulas within a universe.
Exactly.
And there's more outside of the universe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all we know at the moment. We just know about the universe. We haven't seen anything outside
of it. Not at all.
So what would you say? Do you believe in aliens?
I ain't gonna hold you. When I was younger, I used to see aliens on TV. I used to think that I was gonna come get abducted and shit. Like, shit like that. I really used to think that now, because for some apparent reason, my bed, we had bunk beds. We had bunk beds and shit throughout the crib, and I had the top bunk bed, and our bed would somehow always end up by the window.
Damn.
And at the top of the bunk bed, like, you could literally see out the full window where I was laying, and, you know, where my head was laying. And I could just look outside and see cars driving on the block or driving on the opposite side of the street. Because mostly, like, you know, when you're a kid, you always got a choice of rooms, but our room was always mainly the back room because we was the boys. They didn't want to hear us dumping over the living room. Sometimes we go in there and do WWE move, dump on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But yeah, I used to always think aliens would just come at night, you know what I'm saying? Just swirl down in a spaceship or UFO some shit. Just put a green beam on me and just take me up somewhere.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I ain't gonna hold you. I used to feel like that. And yeah, I used to think that it was real, but now, you know, I really don't give a fuck if they're real or not. I really don't give a fuck if they're real or not. Real rap, because, like, what you gonna do if you see a green motherfucker disappear in the middle of the street and some shit? Walk by fast as shit. Hello, human. Like, the fuck? Like, what type of shit? Like,
it's the hello, human.
You smoking weed. You in there, you got your L rolled up. You walking on a road and shit to go to the store at night and shit. You gotta go grab a wrap or something. You know what I'm saying? And then just somehow some alien disappear in the middle of the goddamn road. Type of shit. You must be ultra high. Like, you gotta be super high. Like,
so how do you picture? So you say, yeah,
real rap, I feel like you gotta be super high for every day to feel like you believe in aliens. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. And I think it's Las Vegas or the desert somewhere. They really believe in that shit back there. Cause they see pieces of UFOs and flying all that shit. Like, but I don't believe in that shit. That's just like a theory.
It's the fact that you said that you was scared of the fact that one of the
when I was younger, because you know, as a kid, you got your imagination runs everywhere. as a kid, you got the craziest, you imagine the craziest shit as a kid. I ain't even gonna hold you. That's why a lot of these kids is badass nowadays, but you imagine a lot of shit, and your brain circulation is going faster than what an adult probably would with the imagination type of shit, because you're a kid.
Right.
And you think about a lot of shit, cartoons, all types of shit. You really think that shit is real. Like, these kids really got...
It's because of the, you know, they're programming us.
Right.
By showing us all these things. What people need to understand is that they need to clear their mind off that shit. You need to put positive things, watch positive things, learn some shit. All right, now we're back. We had some technical difficulties out in the back. But, so tell me, what was one of your most wildest experiences you've ever had?
Damn.
You ain't got to name all of them.
That's a good question, because I've been through a lot of wild shit. A lot of wild shit. Fucking parties and shit. Shit get crazy out there. Like, niggas getting beat the hell up because they too drunk. All that shit like that. Like, we going crazy.
So what's the party life like in Philly?
The party life, it's cool until somebody get beat up or somebody act like an asshole or do something wrong. Like, we're rap, like, niggas really be kind of, like, messed up off the drill and off the liquor and all that stuff. Like, niggas really be acting a fool, especially when you get hot. Niggas don't know how to chill. You know what I'm saying? Niggas really be needing a bucket of ice water and shit for it. Like, you can be too hot-headed. Ready to fight, ready to shoot, all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, if you mind your business, you have a good time, you know what I'm saying? You get through the night, you know what I mean? Chill with a couple biddies, go get a bottle or something. like that type. If you doing on you on that type of vibe, man, you chilling, bro. Like, you ain't in the mix unless you put yourself in the mix. That's the biz. He's like to act all tough because they see a bad joint and show up in front of us, start whipping straps out and all that. Yeah, I got this old boy shooting the face. Then don't shoot. But end up shooting when the party over or something like that and start hitting random niggas.
Hell no. We don't need nobody shooting no goddamn random niggas now.
Philly get wild, but for the most part, now when niggas don't chill, niggas had their chill days, when niggas chilling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yourself a good time out there, you know what I mean? Me and man's going to spend a couple bucks on some drinks.
On a more positive note, what would you say makes you stand out from everybody else?
Oh, man. I mean, my energy, you know what I'm saying? My energy. I'm always lit, you know, ready to go, ready to, you know, get active. I feel like that's somewhat what it's all about. You gotta be active throughout the day. If you're not active throughout the day, then, I mean, I'm gonna tell you what I'm saying. I like to move my body around. You know what I mean? It's you know, putting that towards positive stuff like dance and, you know, more of, you know, helping out or moving around, stuff like that.
So, what inspired you to keep doing music?
More freestyling. We've seen a lot of freestyling. So, and, you know, old music too. A lot of the old music influenced you to really, you know, want to come out and rap. But the new music make me want to say, like, oh man, some of these dudes ain't really, you know, kicking out. But you want to really hear or the flow, you want to hear or the flavor in the music. So sometimes, you know, people got their certain artists that they have, you know what I mean, in their back pocket that they look up to, or, you know, or they like, or they like the type of music they make. But sometimes when you hear people's stuff, it might sound the same a little bit, or, you know, the beat might sound the same, it might be a little off to you, stuff like that. But what keeps me wanting to keep doing music and all that stuff is, like, freestyling, you know, vocabulary, actually expands your vocabulary when you start to rap. Start to hear yourself, listen to yourself more, and and it makes you want to play with a lot of the words in the dictionary.
And not use the same word.
Yeah, not use the same word. I mean, back in the days, some dudes used to say some of the same stuff sometimes too, but they made it sound doper when they said it. But nowadays, it's like more other dudes say it. They say it, then they mix it with something else, and they just mess the song up somewhat. You know.
So, what is your biggest motivation to keep on?
Oh man, living, and freedom. You know what I'm saying? Living and freedom. You, those two things you wanna keep looking forward to. Living, you know, trying to get through your days in life. Like, freedom, you don't want to be inside those walls in a jail cell, you know what I'm saying? Spending your 100 years or whatever you blessed with to have on this earth in a cell.
Right.
That's one of the worst places. Confinement, it could lead to you having a, it could have a positive impact on you or it could have a negative impact on you. Depends on what mindset you going in with. But at the same time, your freedom, you want to be outside. You want to, you know, smell fresh air. And there ain't no fresh air. Most fresh air you going to get is probably going to, I don't know, the what they call that when you first enter the pod. It's like, first enter the pod. And it's, they got this little place. And you just sit at right there real quick before they open the door. That's the most you going to smell fresh air from anything else. Like, nah. Barely got windows in that motherfucker.
Right. You get no type of sunlight.
Hell yeah, you get no sunlight. Like you shaded by the bars. Your cell cold. Sometimes your cell hot, depending on how they feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? They control.
Depending on the weather outside.
Yeah, ain't no. You can't go to the air conditioner in there and press that bitch on 74 and it'll be cold. And you know what I'm saying? On a hot ass day, you can't go in there on a hot ass day.
You don't
day.
Have no choice.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you really ain't got no choice. Man, you ain't got no choice over what you eat. Remember what these people, man, they had some shit in there like dog food. It was real nasty, dog. Like, experience that shit was like, nah. Then, you know, niggas trading trays and shit. Like, all that type of shit was crazy. Like, you just looking like, damn, these niggas finding a way to just to make a government in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas right. Selling soups and shit. Like, like, real rap, niggas really be going to other niggas' commissary. I ain't even gonna hold you, man. I experienced the craziest shit ever. Like, it was blood everywhere. Like, that was my first time seeing somebody really get fucked up in jail. And, like, Ball gave it to him, though. Like, at first, I'm sitting at my table, minding my business, eating my food and shit. And all of a sudden, you see this old dude storming up the steps, going up there. We don't know what he going up there for, but he look casual as fuck doing. He goes around, goes to the dude's cell, and walk at the beginning of the door, and this nigga like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's up? You know what I mean? What you want to do? It kind of looked like they got into it for nothing, but you know, I'm out of my business. I
right.
Give a fuck what we do about.
Yeah, you're not trying to involve
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, I ain't involved myself with these motherfuckers. This is the reason why they ain't here for this shit. You know what I mean? I'm in there for my shit. Now, but niggas going to niggas' cells, he popped the door open. Do that bit, yeah, they slide. The doors in there slide and get control when you come out that bitch, too.
Right.
So, like, they slide. Ain't no pop my cell or come and lock this bitch with the keys. This shit pop open. But they pop that nigga cell. This nigga getting beat the fuck up now by this old head. It was a young boy. He was around my age, man. He looked like he, you know, was in there for some shit, too.
Right.
I mean, we was locked up with Fed. I was locked up with Fed inmates. I ain't gonna hold you niggas from Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, all types of shit like that. Niggas going in for guns, you know what I mean? Bodies on guns. I was in there with murders. A nigga, it was one nigga in there who only had life, though. That's the only thing about it. It was one nigga in there who only had life. It was some crazy white boy, man. He killed somebody and then he hid the body. He buried it. All that type of shit. They was saying all types of shit about Bull, but you know, I really ain't really give a fuck what they were saying. I just know because niggas don't talk to me. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't give a nigga out of nigga shit for real. Niggas just want to talk, have a conversation. You know, that's jail. That's type of shit is gonna happen.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? Shit you learn about other motherfuckers. That's why I stay away from shit like that, you know what I mean? That's why you gotta stay out of prison, stay out of the world. That environment ain't not good neither, just as if it was out here for real.
It sounds like you've been through a lot.
Man, look, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't really do too long in there. My shit charging, really shit. Trespassing and shit. That's what that shit was for, like, real rare. On some bullshit, you know, nut shit, how niggas get into nut shit sometimes. Shit like that, but that was just my time to experience what I could go through if I was literally keeping myself on the same path as before, you know what I'm saying? That first trip could change you. It could either change you negatively or positively, you know what I mean? You gotta come out with that mindset. You wanna win, you don't wanna lose no more. That shit make you feel like you ain't in control of your body. It's like you being controlled by a joystick. I'm saying they control what you do every minute, every second of the day, what you can and can't do, you know what I'm saying? And they already taking your living conditions away from you on the outside,
right?
And now they making you do what they want to do. It's like being controlled by a puppet master or something. Geppetto, call these niggas Geppetto because they pulling strings on your ass. CEOs and all that. I seen niggas getting in a fight with CEOs too, man. That shit was crazy. He almost knocked the CEO the fuck out and then, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my French, but he almost knocked him out. CEO pulled the club on him, started Jackie Chan with it. It's crazy, man. I didn't... Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of crazy stuff.
So, do you feel like there is life on other planets?
I looked into this shit. I kind of feel like no, because honestly, if you really want to be technical, you look into it, they tell you what type of temperature every planet has. And if we go to any other planets, they don't really have the necessary living conditions that Earth has. You can go to another planet and you see how we 60 degrees at night. Mm-hmm. They 350 degrees Fahrenheit, boiling hot. So if we touch the surface, we disintegrate.
Right.
We disintegrate, and it's hot out there on other planets. They have yet to find a planet that you could actually really step on to live because of the temperature and all that type of stuff. It'll tell you, man, look that. You know, look it up on YouTube. I be watching stuff up like that, educational stuff sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get a peace of mind of it.
So what is a deal breaker for you when it comes to networking?
It's more of I try to look for niggas that's on the same path for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I try to make sure that if I'm networking with anybody or if I'm, you know, trying to connect with somebody, you know what I'm saying? You gotta at least be on the same type of time I am with anything as far as mindset wise, because if you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna be on the same page. Yeah, we don't need to be talking, because me, I'm definitely about it, and I'm gonna show you about it. I'm gonna show you that I can really, you know what I mean, do what I do. But at the end of the day, can you hold your hands in the bar?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. And, but at the same time, sometimes you ain't even gotta necessarily network with a nigga for real off the rip. You could, you know, feel somebody vibe out, see what type of time they on, you know what I mean? And then
build a relationship
with them, and then, you know what I mean? You'll find out from there. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. So, what is your take on drugs? Do you feel like they should be legal?
Drugs, man. I done seen it all. I seen dope fiends shoot up. I seen a whole bunch of shit, man. Like, I seen people getting in the back of cars, smoke a crack pipe, cuddled up, you know what I mean? Fetal position and shit. But it's crazy, man. Experiencing, seeing a lot of people do drugs and shit, man. I don't know. I be seeing that. Like, we got in Philly, it's called Zombie Land. I don't know if you ever visited that place, bro, but that is the most fucked up place in America. you could possibly stand on any given Sunday. And it's like, you, shit, you probably be out there. It seemed like when you walk around there, my nigga, you gotta be wearing anything. These junkies that throw needles at you like darts, and if they hit you, well, beware. Hope you're gonna be living for the next 5 years, because, I mean, that's real dangerous out there. And these people don't wash up. They smelling like ass crack of yesterday. And real rap, that's what it sounds like. Like, you ride the train over there, beware the smells, or you gonna smell terror. Like, you done entered the devil's lair or something like that. Like, that shit stink. And they be smoking K2 on the train, getting high, talking to themselves. Look like they having a conversation with you, but really talking to the wall. And, you know, they send you all kind of tripped off people on the train. You know, they be begging for money sometimes. And they, I mean, honestly, I ain't gonna hold you. They make more than niggas make minimum wage at that motherfucker. They be out on the train begging sometimes. But that's, I done seen what a lot of thugs do. And they beg on fentanyl out there. So, you know, that's real crazy. You get laced with that. I hope you be able to revive yourself and come back off that stuff. But that's some powerful stuff right there. Worse than coke.
And just a little tiny bit of that shit.
This is, the tiniest bit of that shit would probably have you somewhere psyched out. I don't know, you probably lose your mind. I done seen a lot of niggas lose their mind. It's crazy because they ain't even the same no more. Yeah, drugs change the nigga for real. Yeah, that shit hurt.
That shit wild as fuck. So, what is your biggest pet peeve and why?
Pet peeve? I don't know. That's one thing I don't necessarily know.
At all, period.
Yeah, right.
It was the way you was looking for me.
It'd be like, cause it'd be like in a heated moment, like, you know what I mean?
It'd be at some heat of the moment shit when somebody try you or some shit like that.
Yeah. Hey, it's not just haul off and slap a nigga for me. Honestly, if you take me there, I will force my hand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't a bitch. I take you now. No, that ain't me. But if I gotta put my hand, I definitely will. But
Have you ever had an experience to where you had to do that to somebody?
I had tons of fights. I had so many fights, I think that I have a damn boxing record right now, right about now. 17 slam TKOs. That was my thing back then. As a short nigga, I used to really take niggas up top. I used to watch wrestling every day, you know what I'm saying? Come home in the afternoon, when wrestling come on, I'm sitting in front of that TV, I'm trying to learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? But
so you was really big on that shit?
I was F5 niggas in school. If you was bigger than me, y'all was taking your ass to top. That was what it was, bro. Real wreck. I ain't care if I had flubber in my face, just know you was going down. Like, I really like football tackle niggas. Like, that was my thing back then when I was.
Damn, did you even give them a chance, though?
I was little with shit. I was like, bro,
like, God damn, bro, man, he's saying tackling
niggas. I used to be so short, bro. My name was Little Ryan. My name was Little Ryan. Like, they literally called me Little Ryan because how short I was. Like, that's the craziest shit. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, honestly, a lot of big niggas that was out there, because I seen big niggas, you know what I mean, when they swing, they like to come with that power. You know what I'm saying? So, when you going in there, you trying to, I used to be little, so getting under his chin really was an option, and it wasn't an option, you know what I mean? Some big niggas I couldn't necessarily reach the face. So I just took him up top, brought him on my level, and then gave him the treatment. You know what I'm saying? Real rap, give him the treatment. Like, boom, boom, boom. You gotta break a big nigga down. When you young, you short, man, there's more short niggas out there coming up, you know what I'm saying? If you short out there, you just know you gotta, when you fighting out there, or if you throwing hands and you got to, and you in that moment, you know what I'm saying, where you gotta fight a big nigga, bro, break that big nigga down. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you should be really going for,
make him cry first.
Listen, don't necessarily go for the ladies. Do what you do. Fake him out. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, but don't let him know you're going there. Go for his legs and break him down. Boom, 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 real quick. It's like folding a lawn chair. You know what I'm saying? You ever pick the chair up, figure out which way to fold in and fold out. You know what I mean? Break that motherfucker down. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I used to do. I ain't gonna hold you. Now, it was one time where I really found out that I was really the dude with the hand, the short nigga with the hand. You know what I'm saying? I really found that out. It was one time, some boy named Jordan, he was testing me all day. And everybody was seeing it. They seen that he was, you know, fucking with me. You know, all day.
It's still rolling.
So, yeah. He was fucking with me all day and shit in class, you know what I mean? I'm in the sixth grade, man. We chilling, so it's after school, and then, you know, niggas like, oh, so you gonna fight him? You gonna fight him? You know how kids like to instigate when you in the sixth grade. You know,
right.
Y'all getting older and shit. You in a whole different level class. We ain't in the second grade no more. Where niggas be like, oh, they wanna fight. Oh, no, we not gonna fight. Fuck that. We little ass kids. Come on, bro. But, nah, little ass kids wanna fight too. It don't matter, bro. At the same time, bro, After that, man, after school, we goes down and we leave. And we about to leave. And he's standing right there. And it was the perfect opportunity. And somebody just walked up. Somebody just walked up and said, well, are you going to fight him? And he heard it. And he knew he was fucking with me all day. So this brung his attention. And it rung his bell and alerted him. And said, well, let's go. So he decided to say, let's go. I threw up my hand so fast, I punched him first. Wah, wah, gave him some hands. Wah, wah. He grabbed me.
God damn.
Why do you have to do it like that? I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Listen, at that point, bro, I got sick of him messing with me all day. And I just, you feel me?
Right.
I just had to take it to him, bro. I had to show him how I felt. Because this nigga was really picking with me. Like I told you, man, I was a short nigga. So everybody, I was a target. If I was the one talking shit, I was a target. But
because you're the smallest motherfucker.
Yeah, because I'm the smallest nigga in there. I had to let niggas know, like, listen, I'm short, and I'm the shortest nigga in this class. I'm going to be the shortest nigga in this class, but I'm not to be fucked with. That's how I was. That was my demeanor in the classroom.
Ain't nobody ever intimidated you?
Nobody really intimidated me. I made sure I stayed away from the niggas that I knew that was on the same level as me or just about there, you know what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, I get in a fight with a big nigga that really know how to swing, you know what I'm saying, and get his shit popping, you know, I'm going to get laid out. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I still show niggas like that, too, that I was the shortest nigga in the class. I'm still not to be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? That was just me. Everybody used to call me a midget, Gary Coleman and shit. Yeah, that's how short I was. Niggas used to call me Gary Coleman and shit. Like, I used to hate it, but it was the niggas who knew I was cool with them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They dumb niggas, but if another nigga called me Gary Coleman that I ain't really know, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo, dude, you know what I'm saying? I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got chill. I kind of gave niggas a chance, but at the end of the day, I ain't really give niggas too much room or leeway to even get that chance. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you ain't give them no time.
I ain't give them no leeway.
Never
let that door open. That's what it is. Never let that door open, because once niggas see that, they could do anything, you know what I mean? They try you, they keep trying. But, yeah, that was me, man. Feisty. Short and feisty.
Do you still feel like you like that now?
I chill.
I
evolved. I got even better with the hands. I got even better with the hands and my movements and all that. It's like when you get older, you get enhanced. Like, it's like you get enhanced on your attributes or whatever you do, like, as far as stuff like that. If you can move your body and you can, you know, do all that type of stuff, you can generally turn yourself into an athlete, something like that, you know what I mean? Shape yourself. But, man, I'm still like that in a sense, but only, you know what I mean, I'm more positive on a positive note, mindset wise. You know, when you're a kid, you really don't think about what you necessarily really want to get into until
right.
You start getting older, more older, and start doing it.
But, like having different experiences.
Yeah, having multi experiences with a lot of things.
Right. So, what would you say would be some of the challenges you face?
Dang, that's a big. One of the biggest challenges that I face. Ooh, see, now, I mean, I would say getting along with a lot of Northerners, somewhat, or people from my city. That's one of them. That's definitely one of them, because you know, you could walk past another nigga in a different city and it'd be different. You would get catch a different vibe and a different experience when you know walking throughout the hood. Sometimes you might have niggas sitting on the porch in a different hood or where you from, and they might be, you know, looking at you and shit. But you know, you generally don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But they might be plotting.
Right.
And then another hood shit, you got the same thing, but niggas might be like, oh yeah, boy dripped out, you know what I mean? Look cool, you know what I'm saying? And they credit you for that shit, right? Then that day, bro, they, I mean, it depends on what nigga you walk past. That's just how that is for me.
Right. So, where do you think people go when they die?
I don't know. That's some shit I had to probably look up on. I mean, you get different things.
Have you ever, like, had a curiosity about it?
Nah, not really, but yeah. You get it here and there. You get it here and there, because not too many people. I mean, nowadays, you got to think about stuff like that, because, I mean, shoot, niggas are getting their life took left and right. And you got to think about, well, damn, am I going to hell or something like that? I mean, like I say, you never know where your day up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta try to make sure that's something at least keep in mind or something like that. I mean, if you wanna live.
Yeah. Right.
If you wanna live.
Right, so what advice do you have for independent artists such as yourself?
I would say come with some nice stuff. Say something dope. Be dope, be you, you know what I'm saying? Your experience, don't try to put too much emphasis on what you trying to achieve or what you trying to get to. Talk about what you've been through, your struggle, or you know, get that anger about you. Say what you want to, say what you need to, you know what I mean? Say how you feel. Tell somebody how you feel, like, you know what I mean? Cause
express yourself.
Yeah, sometimes it's all about, when you hear a rapper, it's all about cash,
drugs,
cars,
homes,
money, diamonds, all types of stuff like that. And that stuff that a
all types of materials.
Yeah, and that make a nigga want to go out there and go get that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, niggas choose the wrong path to do it by because of what's being explained and exposed in these songs.
Exactly, what they're listening to.
Yeah,
what
their ears are exposed to. And it's just like, when you know what I mean, you trying to connect with the music and other niggas is connecting the wrong way. You understand what he's saying, but other niggas understand what he's saying.
Right.
And they're looking to it and they'll do something like that.
They go deep into it, yeah, and actually want to go ahead and do that shit.
Exactly. And that's what carries out this nowadays is happening in today's world with all the murders and all that stuff like that. Like it's influenced in the music, but some niggas just choose to try to be their favorite rapper the wrong way. That's just how I do. That's how I see it.
So, with that being said, what would you say would be the biggest distraction in music right now?
That's a good question. Biggest distraction? I would possibly know. As far as like biggest distraction, I say the money. And the only reason why is because a lot of people feel like, I mean, when you got that money in your hand and you trying to sign that deal, right? I mean,
so you would more likely say the music industry.
Yeah, I would say the industry is a lot of distracted because, I mean, like I just said in my previous question that I just answered, it's a lot of folks rapping about the same stuff. And when you get all of that out of it, you know what I mean, it creates a wave, and a lot of people wanting to start talking about it and start rapping about it, and they hear this music in the industry, you know what I'm saying? They hear it, and then they want to rap just like it.
And they're putting out a whole bunch of industry plans.
Yeah, and they think, and a lot of other people get influenced from their favorite rapper, and they want to take the flow of their favorite rapper, or they like the flow, you know what I mean? They want to just use it. They want to just, you know, try to rap in the same similar type of way that their favorite rapper. Like, it don't work out like that sometimes, because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, trying to flow, or you trying to, you know, dick you, or, you know, dick ride, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And that's not what you want to do, because that's just chasing clout. That shows you want to chase clout. Like, really put emphasis on your stuff when you, you know, actually rapping, you know what I mean, feeling it into the beat.
Real shit though, because people are not really, you know, saying what they really want to say. They're more so saying what everybody else is saying, instead of looking at, like, totally, like, expressing yourself and showing, like, any experiences they've had and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's good to rap about all that type of stuff that people want to achieve, but I mean, but who really gonna say that they actually really got that $6 million watch on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that just influences people wanting to do crazy stuff because they want the same.
And it really fucks the artists up by having them sign these deals, and they take this money and they don't realize, you gotta make that shit back. Like, you can't just sit here and just take all this money, go spend that shit, and you're not making, not only you're not making the music enough to back that shit up, but you're not having enough streams, enough plays, or nothing. And then they're fucked.
Right.
And then they wonder why they fucked.
I mean, it'd be a lot of niggas get dropped from labels because of that. Like, lately, even a lot of one hit wonders out there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of those. Totally a lot of those. So, if you were stranded in the middle of nowhere, right? Let's say you were stranded in the middle of nowhere. And all you had was a cell phone, right? But you only had a certain amount of minutes on this cell phone. It's not like it's unlimited. Ain't none of that shit going on. Who would be the first person you would call to come get you? But you can't call, like, any, like, special forces or no shit like that to come get you. That's not an option. Like, that's totally not, no. That's thrown out the window. It's not an option.
See, I live life for not depending on nobody, you know? It's one thing I would do, and that's, like, I don't try to put, like, be a burden on nobody or try to, like, drag them out there.
Right.
But I at least walk somewhere where there's no idea.
But you're stranded on an island, so where are you going to walk to?
Oh, yeah, true. Nah, I'd be on some shit, like, craft a fucking boat or something. Get the fuck out of there. If I'm stranded on an island, I'm crafting the largest fucking boat possible. If I can get through that motherfucker, I'm definitely gonna get through that bitch in the boat. But I would really try building the boat before I make any phone call on that for the phone. All right.
And that's exactly what you should do. Cause what the fuck,
exactly.
ain't no option if, like, you're gonna have any type of signal. Right. You're stranded up in the middle,
nigga, you
of
better
nowhere.
Chop down some trees. Skim the logs, do what you gotta do, break down, put a lot of sticks over that joint, and create a big ass floaty and just float on that bitch to somebody find. But I hope a shark don't trip with that shit. That's your ass.
Or a jellyfish sting your ass.
Or a big ass well come out of nowhere and splash your shit. You fall down. You laying on one log. You got all these sharks around you about to eat you. You dying. Boy, that's a sad way to go out, bro.
You ain't going outside like that.
I ain't going outside like that.
Hell no.
I'm building a big ass book. It's going to take me some time, but hey, you're going to have to
It's definitely going to take you some days.
I use some of my survival tactics. I know it's food. And if I'm hungry, you feel me? I'm going to eat. I'm gonna find some shit to eat.
Right. You're gonna do whatever it takes to make sure you're nourished if you motherfucking hungry. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why would you? So, are you intimidated by, like, a lot of the quote unquote competition out there?
Honestly, I feel like nothing intimidates me. Like, any competition. Because you go to show what you got. You don't go to show what nobody else got. Feel me? If you know what you got is fire, then display it out there. Mash your competition with what they don't know that you had. You feel me? That's like playing your cards, man. Like, that's what they listen when I'm out there and I go to like dance competitions, stuff like that. I show some stuff that this dude wouldn't show. You know what I'm saying? He might could do the same thing, but he ain't gonna do it just like I just did it. He ain't gonna do it the way I'm.
Yeah, he's not gonna execute it the way you would.
Yeah, it's all about having that style, your typical type of style, and how you could bring your style out to look more better than somebody else. That's why it's called the competition. Because who could do it better, or who got the cleanest, or who got the, you know, smoothest, stuff like that. Like, things like that matter. Flavor, style. A lot of that stuff matters.
That's the real shit. All that shit matters. You ain't got that shit together, then.
Right.
Nigga, like, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I've been through a lot of people that was, like, trash. Like, that was real trash. Like, it was just, I don't know what to call it. I mean, everybody dances in their own style, like I said already, but some people kind of do make dance look like, you're not even trying, bro.
Like, what are you doing out
like,
there?
Yeah, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, do you know, like, what you look like right now? Like,
have you ever, like, been in a dance battle to where, like, somebody was just, like, real horrible? Like, it was so bad. Like, they weren't even trying.
Mainly a lot of the folks that I did dance battle, they quit after the first round.
Damn.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna hold you. A lot of people definitely do quit after the first round. But it is some people that can't hang with me. It's some people that can hang with me that I've battled before. But as far as, like, that, nah.
Have you ever lost a dance battle before?
No. My record is strictly 0-0 as far as now. I do it by state. I'm undefeated in PA. I don't care what nobody say. I'm undefeated out there. I really trashed people up there. Like I do that nowadays. Like, now I done seen so many people with the same runs and the same moves and same stuff like that. I mean, if you're gonna do something, do it different than the first time. But
yeah, don't do the same. It's like,
put some spice on it along the way, because if you do the same thing, like me, I ain't gonna go and do a head spin. I'm gonna go and do a head spin, but I'm gonna do it in two different variations. You could do it in, it's a lot of variations you can go about spins. You could do a back spin to a head spin and keep your legs straight in the air, or you could do that shit with your legs in like squat position, you know what I'm saying? But when you do the head spin, it looks ill. Either way, look ill, or you could do them both together. Ooh. Turn it into two moves just like that. And you just did one move, but you just made two moves out of that one. So you just added on to your arsenal. You basically packed on more points because you just did two moves, and you did it with style, and you did it different. executed it, and then all in one. But like I said, competition is like, see, a lot of people think that it's about power,
right?
And people feel like I do too much power. And people feel like I do a lot of power.
Well, if they saying that, that means they don't have me.
See, when they say that, I feel like they don't see what, they don't look at what I have. They just go based off on what I would show if I'm around them.
Right.
Like, if I'm around some people, I might do more footwork than power. Or if I'm around people that I feel comfortable with showing my power, I do my power and footwork both together. You know what I'm saying? Style it up, put some spice on it. But, I mean, you ain't gonna catch me doing the same stuff. You never catch me doing the same stuff.
So have you ever had like a, like, since you said you'd be doing so many battles, have you ever had a battle to where somebody was like, God damn, fuck, this nigga good?
Nah. Because some of the people be just like, some of the people be just having like things. You can't tell how they feel. Because they look like they be having blank expressions and they always got a serious face.
Right.
But to me, it's funny because when they be looking, they be looking like, oh. But some people use hand gestures if you do something dope. Like, they'll be like this, or they'll be like this, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll be like that. Or use like a hand gesture, but that's just about it. But you know, so I have seen somebody else do that before. Oops, like he just killed me. Thank you. But when you show that, it's just like, dang, you ain't gonna go have no comeback.
Like you ain't gonna bring no more to the table. Bro.
Yeah, when you show that, you kind of put all your cards on the table and show your opponent your deck. Cause it's just like, if you ain't got that in your arsenal, I don't know how you gonna beat it. Like, every time your opponent do a move and it's crazy to the crowd, you gotta try and top that. That's what it really connects with when it comes to competition too. You gotta try to have the biggest ooh out of the crowd.
Out of everybody.
So, yeah, when you do a move.
Yeah.
That counts. That adds. That means you put a lot of emphasis on what you just did.
Exactly. And most people don't even have that at all.
Exactly.
And it's like, dude, are you even trying? What are we doing here? So, let's say you had to stay in one category when it comes to dancing and music, right? Which one would you pick if you had absolutely no choice?
That's a good one. That's a real good one. That one hit like
I had to go a little deep on that.
That one hit like Tyson. I mean, you can't have one without the other. If you really think about it, you can't have one without the other. Like, if you ain't got your music, you ain't got dancing.
Right.
If you ain't got, you know, dancing, you ain't got the music.
But what about drawing? You draw too.
I would rather choose dancing over drawing. Because dancing is a unique art to have. Because it's art in its physical form.
Right.
Art in what can I say, paper form, it has 1,000 words, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you do art and you dance and you're creative with your body, you know, the elements, nature, you know what I mean, and all that combines with you, and it provides you energy to be creative.
Right.
So that's how I feel about this. But dancing, I would have to go with dancing. I kick cross.
Like, all the way across the board, drawing out the window. So, have you thought about, like, being in films or anything in that nature? Or doing anything else?
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it. Like, people be saying, oh, you could be on the next step up. Or, oh, you could be on the next, you got served, bro. I mean, yeah, it's possible. It could happen. I mean, that's only if, you know, a lot of people reach out or people reach out to do that. Stuff like that. But I don't really see it happen. I wouldn't recall. I really wouldn't see it happen.
And you said you had watched a lot of those movies. Who would you say be the one that you like the most? Like when it comes to dancing movies? Mm. What movies would you say?
I have to say Battle of the Year. Yeah, Battle of the Year. Got a whole bunch of B-boys in it. Got Chris Brown. Got Josh Peck and Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
That movie motivates you as a B-boy, as a dancer, or as, you know, anything you feel like you can do as far as dancing.
Right.
Like, but that movie motivates me a whole bunch. It's just like, I could do exactly what they do on the street.
On the motherfucking screen.
Yeah. I could do exactly what they do on the street. Gainers, headspins, women, all types of stuff like that. I would say the only thing that kills me right now is, you know, in the midst of practicing right now, trying to do air flares. An air flare is really hard. Like,
what's an air flare?
An air flare is like when you, like, imagine yourself in handstand position.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? And you in the air, your legs is in the air, and you gotta jump from one hand to the other.
Oh shit.
But in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Damn.
So your body in the air, you spinning like
that.
So it's
that. Like a whole 360?
Yeah, it's like a whole 360 almost, but you're turning your body and you're moving your legs with it. And it's like you're doing a whole flare, but inside the air, and it's like, yo, I'm hopping.
It's like you're airbending.
Yeah, it's like you doing.
You remember
the Avatar?
Yeah.
It's like you, like, yeah, it's like you basically got a bunch of air around your body.
Cause you're literally dancing with the air.
Yeah, you one with nature. That's how it is. You definitely one with nature. You grooving to the music, moving your body, stuff like that, man. That shit fun.
So since we were already talking about dance, right? So when it comes to the music aspect, right? What would you say would be your top artist?
It's a couple of.
I'll name five.
I would say Conway the Machine. Well, the whole Griselda, that's like, they top five. Griselda's top five. I gotta put Griselda in the top five, because without them, you wouldn't even know what Buffalo is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Buffalo, New York, you wouldn't even know
what
Buffalo
is. You wouldn't even, exactly, that's
Griselda,
bullshit, though.
Griselda is how they put Buffalo on the map, man, and you don't see that often from a lot of rappers when it comes out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, regardless if they was in a group or not, I feel like all of them, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and you got my guy West Side Gun. Like these dudes, man, all of them individually, and all of their lyrics, and they all are really good at it. They tell stories when you listen to their music, and it's just like, damn, I feel like I'm in the rap mafia or video. Or
like you feel like you in this moment right now.
He talking to me right now, the nigga. You feel me? They let you know where they come from, my nigga, and that's real. That's real. They got a real style of lyrics. That's how they roll, bro. They roll good. Griselda's crazy.
So who else would you say? Because you said you named one.
All right.
You named
one. So Griselda, yeah, Griselda already got the D in my top five. That's.
Yeah, that's one right discussion. There. That's one right there.
Number four, I'm gonna have to. I would say I will go with
Well, we're on number two. That was number one.
I was counting just by like five on down. But
oh, okay.
Still, yeah, but still going in the pattern.
Yes.
You know, number one is at the bottom always.
Right.
But I'm just counting down backwards.
Alright.
Yeah, four was like, I don't know, four. Four. Who loves I'm gonna go ahead and slide my man Shady. Shady, you know, he's a legend. Shady's a legend. There's no way you getting away from Shady, and you know what I mean? Like that dude's a legend. He got hits out there for days. That's the white boy, so you already know he got
Shady, Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
see, I would go with this dude.
But it's kind of tough, huh?
It's kind of tough. It's kind of tough to put. See, he could be in my top 10. 50 would be in my top 10. He'd definitely be in my top 10, but not my top 5 right now, because, you know, 50 era is he's becoming older, you know what I mean? He's producing shows and movies and all that stuff, so I can't really put him in my top 5 as far as right now, but as of all time, yeah, because 50 Cent definitely give you, when you're doing a 50 Cent song, you think about what happened from
what happened in your life
from when that song was made or backwards. And then,
right.
Like, 50 Cent give you old school vibes to where you can rap to a girl and you can make a rap about a girl. Like, 50 Cent, you mean, like, can I be your best friend? Watch around all the time. Like, 50 Cent made music for hustlers, the bad girls, you feel me? Like,
right.
50 Cent was that nigga. He had the era to where it was dope. You a wingster, but you ain't got what? That nigga had hits for D's, bro. And then Trying 50 got a lot of shit out there. And then, not to mention, he had his own movie, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Right. Boom.
That even shot his album sales up through the roof. Like that,
literally.
That Get Rich or Die Trying did numbers. It really did numbers, because 50 Cent definitely had niggas rolling down the block and they new Benz.
You know what? Since we're talking about 50, 50's more of a businessman.
Yeah, he's...
As of right now.
He's a business dude. Yeah, as of right now, because he got all these...
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying right now.
He's producing all these shows.
He still do music stuff here and there, though.
Yeah, I hear him. He got his theme song, The Power, theme song, The Power Book 3. And then,
yeah.
Raising Canaan, he got all that. Downpacked and all that. But he's definitely a legend. I'm marking him with
shit. So he's not in the top 5, but he's in the top 10.
Yeah, he's not in the top 5.
So who would you say is number 3?
I'm going with Redman, Method Man. I'm going with both of them. They say some real dope shit.
Yeah,
like Redman and Method Man say some dope shit. Like, you sit there and there listening to Redman and Method Man,
They out there saying the wildest shit on the track.
I'm more into old school music rather than new school music. If you ask me more about old school music, I know more about old school music than new school music. Like, you ask me about artists, I'm going with Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Biggie. You got a lot of Naughty by Nature. You got Tribe Called Quest. You got Big Daddy Kane. You got like stuff like dudes like that. I listen to people like that because it's just like, damn, back in the days, this was when music was hot and it didn't really influence people to go out there and start sparking shit up.
Right.
Because nowadays the music make you want to go load your chopper and dissecting niggas
you
like
do,
it's not.
You actually still do got them conscious rappers, you know,
yeah, you got those conscious rappers, you do, you still got, because they trying to keep it to where there's no hip hop ain't dying, because it look like it's kind of dying out a little bit. It ain't never gonna die, not at all. But
you
only
remember,
because
you remember when hip hop was illegal
back in like 1980s, like
19. So you can't stop hip hop.
You can't stop hip hop at all. It's definitely not dying, but I could say it's kind of slowing down at the peak where they're starting to get rid of all the dope rappers and bring around mumbles.
It's a lot of industry plants, like we were talking about. There's a lot of those type artists coming out.
Right.
You don't see.
I honestly think niggas is getting famous off of dumb songs. And it's like, wow, like, all you doing is saying that one word the whole entire song, and your joints blow up automatically. Good.
And that's what these, the industry is pushing. They pushing that out. That's why they make them. They want them to say, like we were talking about earlier, what, like, the shit that they be saying, talk about drugs and money, home, bitches, and, you know, inspiring other kids to want to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, basically, people need to put some life on it. But that ain't life on it. Yeah. So, as far as right now, would you say you would have any projects that you would be dropping soon or anything like that?
If I hit the time, because, you know, and we're working and all that right now, you know, it's kind of weird, but, you know, I have my days that I could probably, you know, start working on something new.
So, you're not thinking about dropping, like, making no EPs, albums?
Nothing? Oh, I'm definitely thinking about throwing an EP out there, definitely. I'm definitely going to put something together. Because I remember I mentioned that earlier. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. I'm definitely going to put out an EP. But I'm definitely going to put an EP. I got to.
Do you have any idea what you think you're going to name this EP? Or like...
Not yet, because if I want to name it something, I'm going to name it something that definitely going to catch people's attention. Because a lot of niggas be naming their stuff Goofy album and Goofy album titles and stuff like that. You look like a goofball. But where is that? That's yeah, man. Niggas be looking like goofballs. Like, I mean, I ain't going to hold you no offense. The Travis Scott cover
not Travis Scott.
I mean, I ain't gonna bash.
Nah, I ain't saying you bashing.
I ain't gonna bash the man for the album cover art. It's some decent shit, but it looked like some shit.
A kid drew?
Nah, it looked like it don't look like nothing a kid drew. It just looked like some goofball shit that the Illuminati put together to get people's attention. To get to catch them onto the album cover. That's what it looked like. And when you look at that type of stuff, you're like, well, why did you cartoon yourself? You remember when niggas used to just take pictures, dope ass pictures, and post their dope ass picture on the front of their album cover with just a background of plain color or a design back there?
Right.
And niggas used to be looking fly. But nowadays, niggas gotta put cartoon portraits of themselves and shit.
Right.
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. That is the most creative shit people could possibly ever do. But some niggas look like goofballs doing it. That's all I gotta say. Some niggas look like goofballs doing it. They definitely do. And it looked like, for no apparent reason, that they just, you know, trying to... I mean, if your album cover's gonna catch my eye, please say some dope shit in your songs. That's what the whole point of me getting into this type of shit, because it's just like, please say something dope. I want to hear a song that I know for a fact I'm going to remember, and I'm going to repeat, put that bit on repeat.
Right,
like
not just some times. Random song that I hear.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to hear some just random song, but oh shit, yeah, this song was hot. I heard it before, bro. It's alright. Like, yeah, I want to hear some shit. I'm like, yo, this joint lit. And I'm be listening to that joint at least 2 times a day. At least let me have that shit on repeat 2 times a day. Then you feel me?
Then you got yourself something right now.
Right. But some music sound like demonic now. It sounds so demonic. Like,
yeah, of course. You see all the goddamn... Everybody talking about they be having Masonic symbols and conspiracy shit. You seen the conspiracy shit?
I seen a lot of videos on that type of stuff, and them people was really definitely. I mean, they trying to let niggas know, trying to warn you niggas. Like, don't get too tied up into this industry bullshit, because, I mean, if you too tired, then they just gonna use you. You a puppet, bro. Use a puppet. They gonna walk you like a dog and walk all over. That's what that system is made for. It's designed for you to feel like you win it.
Right.
But really, you owe them.
Right.
They don't owe you. After they give you what they give you, you owe them. All that. you going to go buy your new Lambo today, or you going to go buy you a new Rolex, new Richard Mille. And your watch costs more than your car.
Right, where does that make sense at?
You mean to tell me you could have bought a car 2 times better than the one you had and then traded your old building for a nice watch at least? Why your watch gotta be $30,000, bro? You just gave away a nigga whole tuition for 5 years in college.
Literally.
And you go buy something that you can't even take to the grave with you, bro. Like, that's how I feel about all of this. It's all design.
It's like all the things that
they make it look good.
Right.
They spice it. That's what they do. They spice it. And they attract that crowd. The crowd that's not so smart but know how to make the creative shit. And that's what they do. They go after the niggas that can create. They go after niggas that got the nice mindsets to be able to do it. Don't get me wrong, some rappers uphold their shit because they not no one hit wonder.
Right.
They could put out a whole album and be like, yo, this nigga hot.
They could hold their weight.
Yeah, they could hold their weight. They could do that. They could be like, oh, word. But these be the niggas really about their craft. These be the niggas that you really know that's going definitely be like, oh shit, this album hot. I know for a fact I'm waiting for the next joint to drop. Wait till that joint drop. Like, I ain't really never see too many niggas have me ready for them to drop the album. I wasn't really looking for niggas to drop albums.
Right.
I was looking at, oh, this nigga made another album. All right, let me hear some shit. All right, that's cool.
You just start skimming through.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Like, I skimmed through the whole album, but I wouldn't really find the song I would like on the album. Because either niggas being too soft, their delivery is not enough, or it's either they don't have necessarily, you know, beats or stuff that,
right,
you know,
or like
that
said,
catches the ear.
Right, or like we said before, they're making the same type songs.
Yeah.
So, you got any special shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, shout out to my pops, shout out to my people back home, shout out to my people that, you know, Philly and the city, you know, hope y'all out there doing y'all thing, be safe out there, you know, going crazy with the choppers, trying to send you to the doctor, but yeah, keep your head on the swivel, stay sturdy, you know what I mean, always gotta have that sturdiness with you. Shout out to everybody, you know, everybody in the crew, everybody in the dance crew. Shout out to all my peoples that be, you know, out there doing their thing still. Taking them buckets out there, making that bread.
And it's your girl, DJ Raya X, and I had Ryan. Thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.